Just this last week, I got a phone call from an old friend in Spokane. Maybe watching this morning, and he called and said, "Jeremy, an old friend of yours died tragically in an accident." It's hard news to hear. I hadn't spoken with this person for 23 years. Did a little researching on social media and found out, yes, it was a tragic death, and this friend of mine left behind a wife and two young children. They deserved help. It wasn't their fault that this had come upon them and life was going this way. It wasn't burdensome on my end to help them out. It really wasn't a problem at all. In fact, it would be a blessing to me to help them. But you see, if we come to the conclusion that someone doesn't deserve it, so often we put that when boundary up. Come to the conclusion that they don't deserve help. Jesus challenges us to take down our when boundaries. There's two people journeying down the side of the road. One is a priest. The priest would have been the highest person in kind of an elevated position. And then a Levite, also well revered, but on the social structure pretty high up. And as they're coming their way, it's as if they put up a when boundary. Perhaps they thought that this man who had been beaten down didn't deserve their help. Perhaps it was a when issue for them that they had priestly duties to take care of. Whatever the case may be, they didn't help. The text is interesting. It says that the priest didn't really go down the road if you read it carefully. Now, the Levite goes down the road, but he pretty much avoids making eye contact or any kind of connection with the man beaten by the side of the road. But you see, the Samaritan, the language here is interesting. The Samaritan goes down the road. He notices him. He looks. He has compassion, and he cares for him. Never does the Samaritan have a calculus about does this person deserve it or doesn't he deserve it. He simply cares and gives. There's the challenge. Jesus asks that we take down the when barrier to serve others. Then finally, there's a third barrier often put out there, and that is that we often put out there. That is the how much barrier. How much should we give? You know, when we have a bunch of resources, we have money and we have some extra, it's easy to give. We even do it with a cheerful heart. When we have extra furniture or clothing, we have something to give to someone, we give and we take care and we're generous. But what happens when things are tight? We oftentimes put up that how much barrier. We wouldn't want to be burdened by the person's harm or whatever, by the person's tragedy or difficulty. Jesus asks us to take down the how much barrier and limitation in a bold way. See, this road was very famous. It was called the Jericho Road. And on this road, there were high places in which robbers could look out and even set up decoys to get people to go off the road, and then they could rob them as well. You see, when the Samaritan stops and takes care of this man beaten down by the side of the road, it could be a trap. The Samaritan risks his very life in this moment. More than that, according to the rules, the Samaritan was risking being implicated in this man's death. There were rules at this time that if you took part in someone's, that you were around in, during a moment before someone died and then the person died, you could be implicated by the law. The Samaritan risks that. The Samaritan risks being impure by simply touching the man. The Samaritan, how much? He gives housing. He gives food. He gives spiritual care, physical help. He gives it all to the man. How much? It's a bold teaching. There should be no barriers in caring for your neighbor. Who? How much? When? Now, how can we do that? We're limited people. We barely have, we may not have enough to take care of the people that are right around us. How can we do this? Well, here's something that may help. Have you ever considered this teaching from the perspective of the man beaten down? What if you were the man beaten down? Wouldn't you want someone to break all sorts of boundaries and limits and costs to reach you and care for you? There's a great children's book that I want to recommend to any parents or grandparents here this morning that speaks about boundaries and God's love, really, I think. And that is this. Maybe you know it. Guess How Much I Love You. Does anyone know that book? Great book. Jenny knows the book. It's about a conversation between a mother bunny and a little baby bunny. And they're trying to talk to each other about how much they love each other. And so it kind of goes something like this. The little infant bunny says to its mother, "I love you as high as my ears stick up into the sky." It's cute.